7, the writer says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Then the next verse, he says, "Therefore," or you can just go back to the other verse that we just read, "because of this," is what that means basically. Because of this, because of what? Because God gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because of this, "therefore, my beloved brethren, be a steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Hallelujah. He said, "I'm going to give God some thanks because He always gives us the victory. And because of that, I'm going to tell you something. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." Oh, hallelujah. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. Get locked in, because He's going to give us victory, and He gives us victory. Well, praise God. You can't lose with that. You can't lose with that. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to preach, "I ain't moving because I'm winning." I know that's not proper English, but it just don't sound right saying it properly. "I ain't moving because I'm winning." Oh, hallelujah. Can we just give the Lord some praise one more time? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord bless you. You can be seated tonight. Amen. We could go through the Word of God and we could find example after example of those that moved from victory positions and lost. But I'm not here to do that tonight. I haven't come to talk about, amen, the losers and the ones that chose to move from a place of victory. But I have come to talk about some that didn't. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Even as in recent years, we've seen people that try to get others to change their tactics and change their positions and change the way that they do things. I'm not going to get political here right now. I like talking politics, but I try not to do that in the pulpit. So I'm not going to get political here. But, amen, I remember just a few years ago, people were saying, "You can't talk like that and win. You can't do those things and win. You can't this and win." But the certain individual kept winning. And the idea is, why would I change what I'm doing if I'm winning? Why would I fit into the way you're saying I'm supposed to do it if I'm winning? If my position is a winning position, why would I change while I'm winning? Well, praise God. Amen. You've all heard the phrase, "Why stop while you're ahead?" Amen. Why stop while you're ahead? Why change if what you're doing is getting you where you want to go? Praise God. Amen. And the scripture said God gives us victory. Our victory doesn't come because of our own power. Our victory doesn't come because of who we are and what our name is. Thank God. I wouldn't get anywhere. Hallelujah. Our victory doesn't come because of our own abilities and our own talent. Amen. Our victories does not come because of the positions, amen, that we have thought up within ourselves. But God is the one that gives us victory. Amen. It comes through Jesus Christ our Lord. He said, so because of this, my brethren, be ye steadfast. Amen. He was talking to some people that probably were feeling maybe a little bit of pressure to change and to move a little bit and to change their position. Amen. But he said, oh, no. Amen. Be ye steadfast, unmovable. Root yourself, plant yourself in that place in God, in that victory position. Get there, stay there, don't move. Amen, because you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Well, hallelujah. Amen, the night that I got the Holy Ghost, I got in a victory position. Well, hallelujah. The day that I repented of my sins and I got baptized in Jesus' name, I got in a victory place. I got in a victory spot. I got in a victory position. And I know the religious world and the world in general. Amen. And those that don't know the truth or love the truth would say, why don't you come over here? And why don't you move, amen, your position just a little bit? And why don't you change, amen, where you're standing a little bit? And what we preached this morning, they would say that's just a little bit narrow-minded. Why don't you change this a little bit and move over here? Amen. But why would I do that when I'm winning, when I'm in a winning place? I'm going to tell you the gospel of Jesus Christ is a winning position. This Acts 2:38 salvation message is a winning position. Amen. It still works in 2020. People are still getting the Holy Ghost. People are still getting baptized in Jesus' name and getting their sins remitted. Amen. It'll take, amen, the drug addict, turn him into a child of God. It'll take the alcoholic and transform him into somebody, amen, that you wouldn't recognize. It can take the prostitute and change her life. It can take, oh, hallelujah. Amen. I've seen it over and over again. Praise God. It's a winning place. It's a winning position. And I've made up my mind. I'm not moving. I'm not budging. I found a place, amen, that God gives me victory in. Well, if you don't have victory tonight, you need to step into the place you know where there's victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. If you've lived for God any amount of time, you know what that place is. You know where to go to get victory. You know the spot. You know the place. You know where it's found at. Hallelujah. Amen. But the devil would say, move over. Amen. Scoot over here. You don't have, well, praise God. I'm not moving. Because I'm winning right here. Amen. We talked about him recently. I'll go through it quickly. But 2 Samuel chapter 23. Shammah found a place. And he planted his feet. And he pulled his sword. And he said, I'm not running. Right here is where I stand. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody can be victorious tonight. If you need victory tonight, you can be victorious tonight. If you'll get in that place. Hallelujah. If you'll find that place and plant your feet. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. The devil don't want me to preach this tonight, but I'm going to preach it. Amen. Because there's a place that you're always going to have victory. Oh, hallelujah. I said there's a place. The apostle told us. God gives us the victory. Therefore, be steadfast. Unmovable. But you know, when we start losing victory, it's because we're moving out of that place that we need to be in. Because when we're in that place of victory, it's going to come. And it will continue to come. And Shammah got in that place, in that lentil field. He got in that spot and God gave him victory. Well, hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody else was running and saying, come on, come on, come on. He said, no, I'm standing right here. And God gave him victory. I said, God gave him victory. Praise God. Somebody needs to take a stand tonight. Somebody needs to take a stand tonight. Somebody needs to tell the devil, the world, and everybody else concerned that I'm not moving, because this is where I'm winning right here. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I'm not moving because I'm winning right here. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil wants you to move. He knows where you have victory at. Praise God. There's victory in praise, and he knows that, and so he's going to try to pull you out of that spot. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm not saying every service has to be jumping and shouting and screaming and hooting and hollering. There's other ways of praising God. I'm not saying that. But the devil does know that if he can get you out of that spot of praise, there ain't no victory when you're not praising. Well, hallelujah. Amen. The devil knows. Amen. He knows. He knows where victory places are in God. And he understands if he can pull you over and if he can get you to change spots, you're not going to have the victory. Because there's places God gives you the victory. God gives you the victory. That's the place. That's the spot. Hallelujah. That's the position that God gives the victory. And because of that, amen, the apostle said, stand there, be steadfast, unmovable. Amen. Because even though you may not see it right now, victory's coming. Oh, hallelujah. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Well, I don't see it, Brother Brown. It's on its way. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Saul tried to get David, and we mentioned this, and so I won't elaborate. He tried to get David to change from his victory position. Here, try this, take this, do this, wear this. And David said, no, I know the victory place. I know my victory position, and it's with this old sling, and it's with this old staff. Hallelujah. My. God gives, he said, God gave me victory over and over again with this, and that's where I'm going to stay. You're not going to pull me out of that spot. You're not going to pull me out of that place. This is where victory, I know victory comes right here, and I'm not moving because this. I've won so many battles with this, and I'm not changing. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There would be some that would try to get us to change our message, but I'm going to tell you, our message works. The message works. Amen. The apostle said, if anybody comes preaching any other gospel than what we've already preached to you, let him be accursed. Amen. Mark him off. Write him off. Amen. The gospel that works and the gospel that has victory and the gospel that has power is the one that's already been preached. The one that's been passed down to us from the Bible, from the prophet. Amen. From the apostles of Jesus Christ has been passed down to us through the ministry. And I know we're living in a new age and a new time. And there are those that are moving from victory places. Praise God. Amen. But I'm not moving. They would try to get us to change our approach and change. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not going to get into everything here. They would try to get us to move. But I say, why move when we're winning? Why move when we're winning? Why move when we're winning? Hallelujah. My. Why move when we're winning? Praise God. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse number 1 through verse number 4. Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall, and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. He should have known, he knew right there. Plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief, and I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Amen. God put it in Nehemiah's heart and in his spirit. He gave him the burden. He gave him the passion to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Amen. And he faced all kinds of opposition. Oh, hallelujah. The devil doesn't want you to do anything for God. The devil doesn't want you, amen, to accomplish things in the spirit. He doesn't want you to be victorious. I'm going to just tell you that tonight. You got a real enemy that don't want you to win, that don't want you to be victorious. You've got somebody that's fighting against you. Amen. But oh, I haven't come to preach negativity tonight. I've come to preach that you can get in a victory spot and you can stay there and you can always be victorious because, hallelujah, when you get yourself planted in that place, it doesn't matter what comes against you. It doesn't matter the forces of hell that assail you. Amen. Plant yourself. Root yourself. Hallelujah. And say, I know this works. I know I'm victorious through Jesus Christ while I'm right here. How are you moving? Well, hallelujah. Why move when you're winning? Well, praise God. My. Oh, hallelujah. Why change? Amen. Scenery and change places when you're winning. Well, hallelujah. This world's full of losers. I don't want to be a loser. I want to be a winner. And I'm a winner through Jesus Christ. I'm a winner through Jesus Christ. He always causes us to triumph. That's what His Word says. He always causes us to triumph. Yeah, but it's not when we're doing our own thing. It's not when we're wherever we want to be. But there are places, amen, that you get that He's always going to cause us to triumph. There are places that we can root ourselves. And God is always going to give us the victory. Amen. So be encouraged tonight. Stand fast. Be steadfast. Unmovable. Don't move your feet from those places, amen, that God gives you victory in. Well, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You see, we can have victory on a Sunday night and shout and dance and talk in tongues. But come Monday, the devil wants us to move from that place. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Quit praying. Quit reading your Bible. Quit, amen, doing the things that you know gives you the victory. Those places that you know, amen, you get victory from. Well, hallelujah. The devil wants you to move. Because He don't want you to have victory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. He don't want you to win. He's got an agenda. Hell has an agenda tonight. And it doesn't have you winning in it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we just pray right now? Let's pray right now. In the name of Jesus, have your way, God, from this moment forward. Lord, we want you to have your way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your will be done right now, Lord, in this place. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit right now that would hinder what you want to do in this service tonight. Hallelujah. Can you just, church, can you bind together with me right now? Hell doesn't want somebody to have victory tonight. Hell doesn't want somebody to hear this message tonight because you're going to need it this week. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's bind those spirits of hindrance right now in the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit that would hinder. I bind every spirit that would come against what you want to do right now, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Your will, God, be done. In the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. In the name that's above every name, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, come on, let's get a breakthrough right now. Let's get a breakthrough right now. I'm not going to just keep trying to push through this when I feel the resistance that I feel. We're going to get a breakthrough. We're going to push back against hell right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Give us victory tonight. Give us victory right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't believe in giving the devil one service. I don't believe in conceding one service to him. Well, praise God, praise God. He's pushing right now, but you know what? That just makes me want to push back. And I'm going to push back right now. Hallelujah. Yeah, man, come on, church. Let's push back right now. Praise God, praise God. I don't know where it's coming from, but hell's fighting right now because it don't want somebody to hear a message about keeping victory and staying in a victory place. Praise God. Praise God. You can be victorious every day. You can be a winner every day. Not just on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. You can be a victorious child of God on Monday, and on Tuesday, and on Thursday, and on Friday, and on Saturday. You can win. You can be victorious if you'll just be steadfast, unmovable. I know where my victory comes, and I'm not moving. I'm not moving from where my victory comes. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. I'm starting to feel a little bit of liberty right now. Come on, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come on, we got to have some fight in us. Oh, not against people, not against flesh and blood, but against spirits, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But I'm going to tell you, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Ah, yes, 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 yes. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God. Not through us, but through Him who always causes us to triumph. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, children of God ought to be victorious. Children of God ought to walk around with confidence in God. That's where my victory comes. That's where my victory comes. Hallelujah. I believe God tonight. I believe God tonight. I can be victorious. I can, amen, be victorious in Him. I can win the battle. I can win the victory. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, when you're doing something from God, the devil's going to fight you. He's going to come against you. And that's what he's doing tonight. Praise God. Because this church, amen, is seeing revival. This church is seeing a move of God. This church is being blessed by God. This church, amen, amen. Oh, God's doing a work among us. God, your pastor said, what was it? Five people's been baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. Hell's mad. Hell's trying to get us to move from victory places. Hell wants us to step out of that victory spot. But I've come to tell the devil tonight, I ain't moving because I'm winning. I ain't moving because I'm in a place of victory. And I'm going to be steadfast and unmovable. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just do what you feel right now. Amen. I'm going to keep preaching a little bit. You go ahead and keep praying. Keep worshiping God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Nehemiah said, oh, no. I've come too far to move from this spot. Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem, you can call me all you want to, but I ain't moving from here. God's helped me. God's given me victory right here. And I'm going to stay here until the work is completed. I'm going to stay here until God finishes the work. You're not going to distract me. You're not going to pull me from this place. The victory is coming right here. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 9. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Amen. We're in the battle, my friend. But there's victory in this spot. There's victory in this place. Devil, you ain't going to get me to move because I'm winning where I'm at. Woo! Hallelujah! I feel victory in this house. See, the devil didn't want this to happen tonight. The devil didn't want this to take place, but there's victory here right now. Oh, I know where my victory comes from. I know where my strength comes from. I know. This place that I'm in right now, I'm going to be steadfast. I'm going to be unmovable because God gives me victory. Devil, you ain't going to get me to move. Devil, you ain't going to get me to move. I'm staying put. I'm staying rooted. I'm staying right where I'm at because God is my victory. God is my strength. God is my power.